There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Donahue Baker. Don, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am. Let's go.
Let's go. Don is a CPA. He is the co-founder and CEO of Money Avenue. They are a fintech platform bringing wealth building to the masses. I'm excited to have you on. Don, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. Well, first, I'm happy to be here, George. My name is A. Donahue Baker. I'm a CPA, and I started in real estate, and I allowed real estate, that journey in real estate, to retire me pretty much from corporate America. I'm an owner of over 500 units, and recently I started a fintech bank called Money Avenue, and I'm the founder and CEO of that bank as well.
Nice. I appreciate that. So give us a little bit about the personal life.
Sure. Personal life, I have a married, I have a one son. His name is Legacy, right? He's my world. He's 3 years old right now, takes up most of my time. But for the most part, you know, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I live in New Jersey, and love some of my hobbies and passions include travel. I've just kind of recently started to get into scuba diving too, so that's my thing. I really like to scuba dive.
Nice. I appreciate that. So I've got a four-year-old and a one-year-old, so I appreciate all the wonderful stuff that you're going through, and also also a lot of the challenges. So nice. So you're part of, I'm just gonna guess here, that you're part of this corporate apparatus, and you're like, this is all right, but I would like a little bit more freedom. That probably led you to real estate. Walk me through that.
Yeah, so one of the things that I realized as a CPA, I worked for a firm, and that firm had some pretty high net worth clients. And along the way, I just began to realize that working for these clients, there were certain things about wealth that I really didn't understand up until that point. And I began to study a lot of the successful clients. And what I realized is there seemed to be this thread with real estate. So I realized that really, in order to create generational wealth, you really need to take two approaches. And that would be either setting up and starting a business, or you need to create some type of consistent passive income. And real estate was that for me, as it was for so many other people.
Nice. Isn't that oftentimes how it works? Is we sort of need an example to look to, and you had the opportunity to be working with successful people, and you're like, there's a lot of through lines here. It's owning a business, or it can certainly be real estate. So you just got into it, you educated yourself. Tell me a little bit about that. And now you're at 500. So
my first foray was very simply a duplex, right? I lived in one side, rented out the other. That allowed me to have a rent-free lifestyle. And really, I only paid like $200. My living expenses were really low. I mean, I did have a car note at the time. But other than that, you know, it was really social activities, really. It was my living expenses, which the duplex took care of, and my social activities. And most of my money was able to go to savings, which allowed me to kind of accumulate some savings so I could purchase another property. And then it began the cycle. And I set a personal goal. I said that I wanted to double my unit count every single year. So I started with the duplex. The next year I did a fourplex. I didn't double the next year after that. I bought a 6-unit instead of an 8-unit. But that was, you know, I came short, but that was my every single year. That was what I focused on, trying to make more money passively in the current year than I did in the previous year. And I did that to the point where I got to a certain point where I was like, you know, I need to get bigger and bigger units. Then I got to the point where I am right now, where I just focus on apartment complexes. And that's really how my journey started.
Nice. Was the learning exponential like that every year? Or I imagine at some point it sort of levels out.
Yeah, you learn certain tricks along the trade, right? So what I did starting out initially was I put a lot of properties into my personal name. And what I realized is you can probably get about maybe six or seven properties before the banks say, well, we're not going to lend to you because you have too many mortgages as it is, even if those assets are performing and you're making all your payments. So I had to be creative, and I learned a lot of things, a lot of tricks along the way that would allow me to really accelerate the portfolio. One of the key things I learned is that it's very important that you not only have separate legal entities. Many people, LLCs are pretty popular. But one of the things I learned is that most people set up an LLC and they just leave it as that. But an LLC has a separate life of its own. And if you're able to not only leverage the liability protections, but also leverage the credit, right? And that's what I did. I basically set up some LLCs, was able to leverage the credit, and I didn't have a cap on the amount of LLCs I can create. So that freed me to really be creative and get into more deals, add on partners, do some non-conventional things that took me a while to learn, but once I mastered them, it really allowed me to accelerate my acquisition pace.
Yeah, I bet. And now here we are at this point. What was the motivator for starting Money Avenue?
I got to a certain point in real estate where, for lack of a better word, it was boring, right? Because I had a property manager. I mean, no way I'm managing that size of a portfolio. So the property manager was doing what the property manager does. He was really good, and I really had really nothing to do. We would tap in and talk maybe a couple times a week. I would get an update on things that were going on, but really I had retired, quote unquote, from corporate America, and I really wanted to help people. I missed those days when I was a CPA working with clients, helping people to build wealth. And I thought at the beginning and end of every transaction are financial institutions, our banks. And I began to look at the banking model, and I realized it hasn't changed for over 100 years or so. And one of the reasons why more people aren't creators, aren't entrepreneurs, aren't jumping into real estate, the number one reason why is access to capital. Many people believe they don't have the funds and they don't have the knowledge. And I wanted to help people basically create that pathway. And that's the problem that we solve at Money Avenue. It's like we give you the pathway to build generational wealth. We basically have an acronym. It's AVE, which is AV, which is, the A would really be access to capital, access to knowledge, and just access to a network that's going to help you to go through that journey. And then the V is the vision to create generational wealth, which we believe you either do through real estate or you do through starting a business, through entrepreneurship. And then the E is entrepreneurship. Really, that's it, right? We want to force more creators the ability to have access to capital. So if you have an LLC, we give every LLC at least $50,000 of business credit that is not connected to their personal credit. And we want them to use that money to really be creative, take a risk, start a business, right? Prove a concept of the business. That's really the goal.
That sounds that sounds I love it. I love A. I love V. I love E. I want to start with E. That sounds uncommon that you're extending $50,000 of credit to somebody just with a LLC.
Yes, it is, right? But the way that one of the things that I go to is I talk about and I've studied Donald Trump a lot, and not really from a political perspective, but Donald Trump has really mastered business credit. Most people don't realize Donald Trump has over 500 LLCs. And you may realize, you're like, why does one man need over 500 LLCs? Well, you have to realize that when you have an LLC, it's almost like you have an individual person. Being that it's a separate legal entity, you can leverage the business credit of that LLC. And there's a process to it, there's a science to it. And if you know how to do it, you can get a tremendous amount of access to capital, right? So that's part of what we do with our financial literacy, is we show you how to leverage the credit of your LLC. So it may seem like to the average person that doesn't know, it may seem like it's a very impractical thing to do, but we can guarantee that we can get you at least $50,000 for your LLC, even if your LLC is brand new.
Nice. Well, that's certainly an incredible thing there. So, all right. And I definitely want to circle back on that. In terms of the access to capital, knowledge, and the network, I would think that all three of those things are, it's like the three legs of a stool, right? It's great to have money, but without access to the knowledge, without access to the network. So I'm sure that you did that on purpose, really bringing all three of those things together.
Very, very true. So one of the things, if I may, is, you know, we started this with a vision to have a path, and that path brings you through six different levels. I'll run through the six levels really quick.
Yeah.
The very first level that we want our customers and members to do is understand how stifling and detrimental debt is if it's not structured the right way. So we want everyone to, at least when they start this journey, to minimize consumer debt as much as you can, and then get to level one. Level one is what we call the thousandaire level. We live in a country that literally the wealthiest country at the wealthiest point in human history. There's a tremendous amount of wealth that is surrounding us. So we believe that everyone is capable of earning at least $100,000 a year. So we call a person that's at that level, when you get to that 100,000 mark, they're a thousandaire, right? The reason why a thousandaire is so special and so important is because they've figured out that they have a skill that people can pay for. They figured out they have a high value skill. And the point is that all of us have certain talents and abilities. And with the advent of technology where it is today, it's very easy to get on the internet and earn some money that supplements your active income, that supplements your job, you know? So that's really, we have courses to help you to get there. One of our partners actually has a program without a college education, even without a high school diploma. You take a 3-month coding training program, and at the end of that 3-month program, you're guaranteed at least $100,000, right? Salary. You know, that's a program that's going on that I think is going to really, really be able to touch a lot of people that are not only interested in coding, but looking for a way, looking for a pathway, right? So that's level one. Really focus on one thing, and that one thing is to become a thousandaire, stop living to paycheck. Level two is living the rent-free lifestyle. We really, really believe that if you make your first purchase, instead of focusing on the dream home, focus on a multifamily, and you make that your first purchase, sort of similar to what I did, right? Buying that duplex first before you buy the dream home, right? If you're able to do that, statistics have proven your chances to become a millionaire exponentially increase. So what you're doing, the rationale is really to buy income producing assets that eventually will pay you income, and then you can go buy the dream home with the income that you've generated from the assets, right? And understand that your home that you live in is not an asset unless it pays you. Right? Unless it's a multifamily, unless it pays you. But if it doesn't pay you, it's a liability, right? So that's the principles that we try to teach. Then level three is really where we really begin to accelerate the whole and lay the foundation to really build wealth. And what we do is we ask you to bring your personal credit score to 720. The reason why is because we don't want you to use your personal credit at that stage. We want you to live exclusively through a separate legal entity, a LLC, could be an LLP, could be a C Corp, S Corp, it really doesn't matter, but a separate legal entity. And then we want you to start to set the structures of that legal entity so that you can leverage it for credit. And at the bank, we said before, this is the stage where we give you the $50,000 of business credit, not connected to your personal credit, so you can go out and prove the concept of your business. Now, once you prove the concept of your business, that's when you go to level four. Now, at level four, what happens is, we have a mission for you, and the mission is to go out and get $1 million in debt. We're not talking about consumer debt. We're not talking about cars, clothes, and vacations. What we're talking about is going out and getting $1 million in good debt, buying mortgages, right? Going out and getting mortgages that really have, that give you assets that pay for itself, right? So every purchase of an income producing asset that you get, it will pay you, right? Pay you. That's the debt we need you to get in. We want you to set a target of having at least $1 million in debt. That is the path. Now, at level five, the $1 million in debt that you got into at level four under your LLC or through your business, that gets converted into equity. We have certain strategies and courses to show you how we are able to create wealth really through either equity pay down or through forced appreciation. The quick example that I give is, you know, I purchased a 100-unit apartment complex in last year in Plainfield, New Jersey. We purchased it for $5.6 million. That building today is worth over $10 million through forced appreciation and other things. This is wealth creation, right? Now, at level, once you basically get to level five, sooner that $1 million of debt that you got into should give you a net worth of over $1 million. That is the goal. And that's how we basically bring people from thousandaire to the millionaire level. And then at level six is the wealth that you created in level one through five. The idea at that point is to pass that wealth on, either through structures with a 1031 exchange or setting up a trust. Is many different tools, and we have attorneys on staff to help you craft a will that works for you and your family, whether you want to. It's really just financial planning when it's needed for a community that's needed. And we can't have the generational wealth conversation without talking about insurance, right? So especially, nowadays we're going through, you know, hopefully we're on the back end of COVID, but, you know, insurance has been, life insurance has been skyrocketing. So we want to continue to include insurance, life insurance, into the discussion of family planning. And we have a life insurance product at Money Ave as well to help people get there. I know in our family, we have the oldest person in our family has a $2 million life insurance policy, and the next generation pays the premium on that. And then, you know, unfortunately, when that person is no longer here, it basically goes to the next person. But we talk about this every single year during the holidays, right? It's family planning so that it's not a surprise when someone passes on. This is in place. We don't, you know, it really breaks my heart when I see GoFundMe pages. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just tragic. And I see a lot of those in our community. So this is the path. This is where we want to bring our members ultimately from where they are, whatever level, to a point where they're creating generational wealth.
It's awesome. Congratulations on putting that together. I know how valuable it is just to have a step-by-step process, especially for me. Yeah. So, and when you're talking about really abstract stuff like generational wealth and mm-hmm. breaking cycles of generational poverty potentially, and then bridging the gap to generational wealth and understanding all the different steps and processes and everything that has to go into it, it would be really hard for somebody to do that on their own, particularly if they don't have the educational background or access to this. So I think it's incredible. How long did it take you to put everything together?
Like I said, I started as a CPA. The process, the ideas started years ago when I worked as a CPA. And then gradually, when I began to see people create wealth, I started to create wealth myself through real estate. I saw how powerful real estate was. And then also the fact that we live in a time right now where you have billionaires that are being created in this 2 to 3 year window. There are people that are going from ideation to getting hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for their companies. This is a special time. And this is, you know, all in the history of mankind, I think that the wealth that's being created in Silicon Valley is just something tremendous. And if Silicon Valley was a country all in its own, it would be in the top five most wealthiest countries in the world. So just to understand that this little place in our country is producing lots of wealth per capita, and we need to let more people get access to it, particularly in communities that I'm coming from. We don't have access to that amount of capital, and there's lots of innovative things, and if we're not included, we get left out, and that's really what I'm trying to close. I'm trying to really help close the wealth gap. You know, that's one of the things that I think will make the country a better country is if we do that, if we eliminate poverty. There's so much wealth here, there should not be poverty. And poverty exists only because there's lack of creativity. If you're in poverty and you're a creative person, that if you're creative enough, you can eliminate poverty. And that's really a role that we all play, right? We all play a part in that process. And I just want to do my part. And the bank is going to do that. It's going to provide you the access to capital, the education that you need, the network that you need to help you launch your ideas, get your business. You can open a business account or a personal account and then grow those to get to the level that you need to get to.
Love it. Well, Don, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, I'd be remiss to tell you how important it is to own real estate. And I was on another show. Someone they had another. It was a panelist, and one of the panelists said that we should rent, right? And it's perfectly fine if that works, if renting works for you. But I did an analysis of how renting. Right. If your rent is $1,500 a month and you do that for 40 years versus if you own something and you do that for 30 years, it's like you basically are giving away about $3 to $4 million. So ownership, there's enough land out here that, you know, there should be no, even if you're in one of the coastal areas where property values are really, really high. This is a big country, right? So I really want people to get out of their comfort zone and start to create a life that you can be in control of. If you don't, what happens is you put yourself in a position where you don't control your time, and that's no way for us to live, you know. So that's really my overriding message.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets it. Come on. Don, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and Money Avenue, and how can they get involved with the program?
Sure. If you're interested in being a part of Money Avenue, you can go to bankmoneyav.com. It's bankmoneyav.com. That is our landing page website where you can sign up for our services that will be launching next month. If you just need our services, we've been growing at an incredible rate. We're actually the 9th ranked fintech company in that space. And you can go to our main site, moneyav.com. And then if you want to follow me personally on all the social media platforms, really, I have a great YouTube channel in which we go around the country, stop in any city, could be a city near you, and we interview people that are doing some incredible things, building wealth on a local level. That is on my YouTube channel, A. Donahue Baker. Really, that's A. Donahue Baker on all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media platforms, LinkedIn. You can find me there. All right?
Perfect. Yeah. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Donahue your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to bankmoneyav.com. You can also find him at moneyav.com and then find Don all over the internet at A. Donahue Baker. Thanks again, Don.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.